Mustering is underway across Kimberley cattle stations and doing the aerial dog work are Robinson 22 and 44 helicopters, which are commonly used across outback Australia. But in the past 4 years, there's been an unprecedented number of engine cylinder exhaust valves cracking prematurely in these choppers. The part is meant to last 2,000 hours, but it's cracking as early as 200 hours. The Australian Safety Transport Bureau advised the premature wear could lead to complete engine failure. Mid last year, an investigative group was formed, led by the Australian Helicopter Industry Association CEO, Paul Tyrrell. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Vanessa.
What could be causing this early valve failure?
Really simple question, but the answer is probably quite complex. There's a whole range of factors. We've formed a committee, as you mentioned, engine, I won't get all the components, but obviously fuel, the engine components, the operation of the aircraft, the temperature that they're operating at, the conditions they're operating in. There is a problem, there is an issue, and we're trying to get to the bottom of it. So that's where we've been involved now as a committee for about 6 months. I would hope, Vanessa, within 2 months, would have something substantial to say to the industry.
How many choppers, Paul, and over what time frame have had this failure that you know about?
Well, it's more of that's a good question. In Australia, we have about 2,400 registered helicopters, and the Robinson, and we're not just looking at Robinson aircraft, we're looking at, I must emphasise it, helicopters with piston engines, but the Robinsons make up about 62 to 63%. Of the fleet, so your listeners can do the maths on that. So, but it's only the Robinsons or the piston engine helicopters with carburetors that seem to have the problem.
You've bought monitoring equipment to check engine data. What is this showing you?
The equipment has only just arrived up in Darwin, and it's being fitted out as we speak. We've got a few weeks' work to do on that, so I haven't got an answer there for you. But as I said, within 2 months of checking the variables that we have to check with this equipment fitted to the helicopter, we'll have more to say.
And is the incidence of these valve failures more common in one area of Australia than another? You mentioned there that you're also looking at temperatures as well.
Yes. It appears to be in above the Tropic of Capricorn in the hotter areas. We've sort of logged the instances around Australia, and it's clearly in the hotter climes of the country that the engine seems to be having the problem.
And are you also looking at fuel as well? Could that be contributing to the problem?
Fuel is definitely one of the factors we're looking at, but we won't be pointing the finger at any particular issue until we have more data, Vanessa.
And the engine manufacturer, like Homing, what have they said about this issue?
They're being fairly quiet. They have offered some help, but they're doing their own investigations at the moment. So I don't have a... You might need to talk to them after me, but at the moment we haven't got any sort of particular evidence from them, and so we're conducting our own investigations.
What is this like for you, Paul Tyrrell, as the head of the Australian Helicopter Industry Association, to have been beavering away for more than 6 months now, but to still not yet be able to pinpoint the exact reason for this early failure?
It's frustrating. However, in aviation, and I'm sure your listeners will appreciate, you just can't jump the gun. You've got to be sure. People's livelihoods and even their lives are issues here. So we're not looking to sort of be in the blame game too early. In fact, we won't be in the blame game at all. We'll be offering solutions when we have the data analysed more clearly.
And you're thinking that could be at least 2 months?
Approximately 2 months before we'll have more definitive answers on this issue. But I can assure your listeners that this is our number one priority. And can I say, Vanessa, to your listeners, if they do have evidence they'd like to, or your instances or examples they'd like to send to me or send to the association. All the information's on our website, how they can contact us.
And Paul, just on that theme, choppers are extremely common in the outback. Pastoralists, mustering contactors, they use them a lot. Any advice for them if they're listening to this now?
I would assume that they have a very close relationship with their engineers, with their maintenance engineers, just to check their exhaust valves very carefully, any cracking, any evidence of rattling or looseness always needs to be looked at. But I'm sure the operators and owners are across this. And you might be interested to know that it's not just helicopters that are having this problem. Some fixed-wing operators are also reporting some early issues in this area, but we are focused on the helicopters because it seems to be the canary in the cage at the moment.
Intriguing. And when a chopper is flying and it's got this cracking in the valve, what does it sound like? What does it do to the manoeuvrability or the functionality of the chopper, Paul?
Well, luckily with exhaust valves, it's not usually a catastrophic failure. It's never a catastrophic failure. There are some unusual noises, rattling that the operator may hear, and loss of power, possibly. And in all the instances so far, the operator has been able to put the aircraft on the ground and have it checked, which is a blessing, as you can appreciate.
Well, certainly, unusual rattles and noises in an aircraft is not something you ever want to hear. I don't mind it in an old car, but not in a chopper. Paul,
exactly.
Thanks for giving us an overview of how the investigation's proceeding and where the association's up to thus far.
Pleasure, Vanessa.
Paul Tyrrell, he's the CEO of the Australian Helicopter Industry Association. You can contact them directly through their website if you would like to add any information into that.